For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hawk. Coronavirus vaccine supply is starting to outpace demand in Missouri, even after the state expanded eligibility, raising worries among some healthcare providers. Early on, mass vaccination clinics in rural areas sometimes had excess doses, but demand had remained strong in more populous areas until recently. The slowdown is occurring even though the state deemed anyone old enough to get the shot eligible last week, and most residents remain unvaccinated. State data show that just 32.8% of residents have received at least one dose as of Wednesday. The Missouri House has refused to accept a lawmaker's resignation to allow the Ethics Committee to fully investigate allegations that he physically and sexually abused his children years ago. The GOP-led House voted 153-0 yesterday to prevent Representative Rick Rober from resigning Friday as he planned. Rober's adult children, in a letter to House leadership last year, wrote that he sexually and physically abused them when they were young. The House's action means the Ethics Committee can continue investigating claims against him. It's expected to complete a final report on Rober next week. The Center Project, Mid-Missouri's only LGBTQ+ community ally center, is offering a virtual course for healthcare professionals on the importance of providing an all-inclusive space for patients. KBIA's Excret Nunez has more.
The Center Project is partnering with Burrell Behavioral Health to offer a training session today that will focus on how to provide gender-affirming care for trans and non-binary patients. Dr. Carrie Schaefer is a board member at the Center Project and is a licensed psychologist speaking at the training. She says educating healthcare professionals is important in order to make equal and accessible healthcare possible for the trans and non-binary community.
I hope that trainings like this one will make it so that no one has to worry about being turned away for healthcare because of doctors not feeling informed or confident to do trans healthcare. That's my hope, is that we can at least remove that one barrier.
Schaefer also said the Center Project plans to host other LGBTQ+ allyship trainings next month. For more information about future trainings, visit thecenterproject.org. I'm Excret Nunez, KBIA News, Columbia.
The Missouri Senate passed a slew of bills yesterday, ranging from funding mental health treatment for police officers to changing how alcohol can be sold in the state. The Columbia Missourian reports the Senate passed SB 57, which in part would provide services to law enforcement to assist in, quote, coping with stress and potentially psychological trauma resulting from a response to a critical incident or emotionally difficult event. Another bill passed by the Senate would allow restaurants to sell alcohol to go, even after special COVID-19 rules making such sales possible expire. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.